it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Trent Brown still out. Juwan still in at the tackle. There is a block and touchdown pass. Aguilar from the rookie Mac Jones. His first NFL touchdown pass.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was Kevin Harlan, CBS Sports, on the call. Mac Jones' first career NFL touchdown, and he'll be starting for the 49ers on Sunday.
Wow.
Against the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
And obviously not great news involving Brock Purdy. Ian Rapoport, NFL Network, reporting this morning after Shanahan talked about it being a long shot Sunday and then the possibility could miss multiple weeks. Rapoport's putting 2 to 5 weeks out there for Brock Purdy. So 49ers are going to have to play the next few games, next few without Brock Purdy. And Mac Jones is on the clock.
Yeah, and who better to have when you talk about the slim pickings in regard to backup quarterbacks than Mac Jones, who on his resume, Steiny, a lot of people tend to forget, took a team, the New England Patriots, in his rookie year to the playoffs. He did that, and then it got bad and ugly after that. But, you know, I look at the Kittle injury, and you see the TV screen with him with his hat on. So you know, okay, something's happened. He's not coming back, and you process it different. But Brock Purdy made his best play after he sustained what looks to be a toe injury and battling a shoulder injury on his non-throwing arm. So that's why, Steiny, as I was in the bed trying to get right when this news came down, I'm just sitting to myself, thinking to myself, like, where the hell did that come from? You know, he finished the game. And it just hits different, I guess, for me, when you see a player finish a game not looking like something's bothering them, and then you just get that cryptic news.
You know, I think sometimes we tend to, overblow Kyle Shanahan's critics. I don't believe half the fan base doesn't like Kyle Shanahan or, you know, wants him fired or thinks he's not good enough.
I agree with that.
I think it's more like 10%,
right.
maybe 20%. And here's why I think that. Because when I heard the sound this morning from Rapoport saying 2 to 5 weeks, and then you start thinking about it, I'm sorry. One of the first things you think about when you're thinking about, well, what good could happen? What could come from this?
Yeah.
The reality of the situation is one of the first things that crosses my mind is Kyle Shanahan. I just, for whatever reason, after watching him coach for 8 years, we're not going to have Purdy on Sunday. They're going to have to play with Mac Jones. And one of my first thoughts is, oh, Kyle knows how to do that.
Well, like, he did it with Jimmy.
He can do that.
Yeah, he's did it with Brock.
And so that's the other thing. In like this crazy kind of way, I get it. You know, you might want a better backup quarterback or a different backup quarterback. I'm not sure I'd want too many other coaches coaching my backup quarterback to try to win a few games than Kyle Shanahan. That's the way I look at it.
I'm not mad at you. And I'll just say, you know, we've seen what he's done to Jimmy Garoppolo and the heights that he helped Jimmy get to and the team. And that was obviously the Super Bowl. Same with Mr. Irrelevant, who's now not that. So I won't even bring that up. He is the Niners' current franchise quarterback in Brock Purdy. You've seen the success that they've had there. And I mean, how many times have we just not thrown it around that maybe in a crazy way, Steiny, Kyle likes not the underdog at quarterback, but he doesn't need the Dan Marino. And he's had success. So I'm excited for Mac Jones, who I don't think he's a bum by any stretch. I believe he'll be in the bet. This will be football heaven for him in regard to having Kyle work with him, call plays. But it's just that pressure that I think about, if the Saints can generate some, Brock His best attribute to me, Stoney, is evading the rush. And we'll see if Matt can have this same success. And maybe, hopefully, if the line does their job and has a better, you know, better game than they did last Sunday in Seattle, we won't even need to see his wheels.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. You heard the news on Brock Purdy. Looks like he's going to be out 2 to 5 weeks. As of right now, just the way it goes through my mind, I'm thinking, all right, he's going to be out 2 or 3 games. If it's more than that, we'll figure it out after the second or third game. But does it change your overall expectation of this season for the Niners, knowing that Purdy may miss 2, 3, 4 games? Is that the difference? Do the 49ers have so little margin for error that could be a little too much for them to overcome? And maybe along with George Kittle, that's the way you feel. Or do you still have the same expectations? Doesn't mean you might not feel as confident. Maybe you don't feel as confident, but have your expectations changed since they got this injury news on Brock Purdy? 888-957-9570.
My bad, Stoney. What would you say to me saying, you know what, partner, I need to wait till after fair. Sunday's game?
That's
would
fair.
You know, would you give me that? Could you yep. understand? Because,
sure.
again, it's a new chef in the kitchen. But is it really? Because you talk about Kyle. Kyle's a constant. So who better, you know, outside of him, Andy Reid and Ben Johnson, guys like that that got that offensive reputation. Stoney, the thing that just has me like just bouncing off walls is this continuation of injuries with this team to like their money guys. And you're right. They might be able to go 4-0, 3-0, what have you. But I don't know how, if you did a case study and we talked about it before, these two guys were hurt. After one game, this team is losing their marquee guys. It's just crazy.
Well,
and if Trent's getting older right before our eyes, or I did hear Willard and Dibbs yesterday, the great Greg Cosell was on, and he was talking about, and it was a point, you tell me what you think, hey, Trent didn't get any work this offseason, so technically, and I'm paraphrasing, maybe week one was his preseason game. But let's hope that's it. But if he's getting a little longer in the tooth and he's not that dominant, you know, guy that we take for granted at left tackle, and the pocket's going to be collapsing more than not, I don't know if Mac Jones is a guy you want back there for 2 to 3 weeks or even 1 week.
Well, with kind of the wait-and-see attitude, I understand that, because you got to allow – like, I'll allow for the fact that, Mac Jones could go down to New Orleans as the starter,
okay,
and it just looked terrible. It's of course it's possible. Anything's possible. So if the 49ers go down there to the Saints and get beat, and Jones is getting sacked and their offense looks like it can't
Yikes.
Execute, you know, then that's one thing. But if they can go down there and the eye test, it passes the eye test, and you're seeing a 49er team that still has McCaffrey and still has, Juwan Jennings if he plays. And all you got to do is try to get a win this weekend against the Saints, and then you'll worry about the Cardinals after that.
Yeah, and the home opener, tell me if I'm, if my math is wrong, it looks like Brock won't be playing in the home opener, right, against Arizona?
Probably not.
And I know it's Operation New Orleans, but, man, I don't want to say in a crazy way, but I am excited to see how Kyle's going to try to put this together. And again, you got McCaffrey. Now I do wonder if Kyle, and he didn't say it at all this week, Stoney, if he second guesses how he used McCaffrey. But McCaffrey was, I watched the game again, he was going off the field. He was getting that breather. But now it's like a constant or a mandate that you use him with first-time starter Mac Jones, man.
This is Greg Cosell from yesterday with Willard and Dibbs talking about Mac Jones stylistically versus Purdy and how Kyle Shanahan may utilize his backup.
I think in many ways he's stylistically similar to Purdy, other than the fact that he's not as good an athlete as Purdy. I think when you put him in the context of this offense, and that's all we can do because that's what he's going to be doing, he is a timing rhythm player. He can execute the kinds of throws that are asked to be made in this offense. Now, he obviously played last year and had some ups and some downs, which was to be expected. He was in a pretty dysfunctional situation. I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's going to come out and be unbelievable and, wow, it's special. But the way in which he plays, and I think everybody was probably well aware when he came out in the draft that it seemed that Kyle liked him because it's that style of quarterback. He's a timing rhythm player who gets the ball out, and that fits what Kyle wants.
That was Greg Cosell talking about Mac Jones, and there you go. I mean, if he likes him, he likes him, yeah. And he knows how to utilize him then.
And more important than that, also too, Stoney, is Kyle liked him. And Kyle didn't give a damn about what was going to be said and written about, you know, him and Mac Jones finally getting together. And I'm thinking, man, and only asses assume, but I assume, you know what, we'll probably see Mac Jones maybe one game at worst. And here we are, bam, after 1 week, he's up. So we'll see what it looks like.
All right, I got to read this text.
Okay, and I got something for you, too.
From the YouTube chat. This is an all-timer. I got to give this guy unbelievable credit on the one hand.
Yeah.
From 805 Dodgers, he says, is Brock Purdy a bust? You can't be a bust if you're the last player picked in the draft.
And you quarterbacked your team to a Super Bowl and multiple NFC championship games.
805, you should be banned.
Yeah.
You should be banned like Kramer at the fruit stand.
Oh, look at you.
You really should be. Is Brock Purdy a bust? I also don't understand the people who are saying, uh-oh, guy's injury prone. Really? Missed two games last year. One the year before.
I asked Evan in the green room. He gave it to me. His Carfax report, very minimal.
I got news for you, too. If you're playing the last game of the year, and you get a shoulder injury, and you get knocked out of the last game of the year, and then in the summer you rehab, and you're ready for the opener the following year, that's not injury prone. It doesn't matter if you can't play during the off season. Like, that doesn't matter. He didn't miss any games. Now, if you're worried about his size and the mobility, that's different. You know, he's a smaller quarterback. It's fair to worry about that. But the evidence we've seen so far, please.
Yeah. That didn't even, like, you ruined it saying it was awesome. But the bust, come on, Stoney. Dude's been to a Super Bowl, got a contract, been to multiple NFC championships. Come on now.
Here's the other thing I was thinking about Kyle Shanahan and Mac Jones. And everybody's got an opinion of every quarterback. My opinion of Mac Jones is that he is pretty ordinary. I think he's a pretty ordinary quarterback.
I'm going to give you a comp when you're done.
I think he's average. I think he's good but not great. I think he's good, not terrible. I think he's like your quintessential average quarterback. So from that standpoint, when we talk about Brock Purdy, we always say he's some people think he's better than he is. Some people think he's worse than he is. I'm looking forward to seeing what I consider a completely mediocre quarterback leading the Niners to see what it looks like. Because if it looks great, then you got to tip your hat to Kyle Shanahan. If it looks terrible, well, then maybe we'll start appreciating Brock Purdy a little bit more.
And that's the fun of Sunday. Not only are you trying to go 2-0, but also, Stoney, the beautiful thing about sports is we can watch the game. We can watch the throws, the command, hopefully the patience that one Mac Jones has. But I'll say this. We'll be able to find out. Like, I think Mac Jones, to me, is a poor man's Jeff Garcia. Like, I've seen some things. I think he can play. I don't think he's a scrub. And I'll say this. How do you go from leading your rookie season a team to the playoffs and then you're on the curb looking for work, and then you look what New England hasn't done since they've gotten rid of Mac Jones. This is probably a blessing in disguise that he is now a San Francisco 49er, but I'll tell you what, if I'm a backup in the NFL or I'm a second, third string player, guess where I want to play, Steinie? I want to play for the San Francisco 49ers because that means guys are going to get hurt more likely than not sooner than later, and my chance is going to be right up, just like Mac Jones. Like, you can't tell me it's crazy, Steinie.
What is?
That they're out without Brock after week one. What? Kid, what do I get?
I mean.
But come on, man. Seriously.
It's not crazy. Like, it's just not. And just curiosity, curiously, yeah. why in your mind are you like, ah, Kittle I get, Purdy I don't?
Well,
like,
No, the Kittle one, from the premise of I saw him get hurt or something was going on, he pulled up on a route.
He didn't even touch anybody.
Yeah, no, but
that would worry the hell out of
Steinie,
me.
You can reach for peanut butter in the refrigerator or the jelly and do something to your hammy. That's soft tissue. That was that. And then he had the hat on and they showed the replay. You're an athlete, what used to be. Twinges, soft tissue.
My point is, Kittle didn't get hit. Yeah. Neither of them got touched.
Well, Purdy went to the ground and got touched by Love on that tackle. But turf toe, I'm just saying, again, proceed with caution.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, it's turf toe.
It ruined Deion Sanders' career.
He was an athlete. I could see that.
Now, hold on. I got you.
Purdy's not in his class.
Steinie, you got to wave the white flag on this. Well, you talked about it. You even told Willard and Dibbs Monday the crossover.
There's no doubt it could affect him.
The way how elusive Brock is.
He is elusive.
So he uses his wheels, his lower extremities, his foot, his toes.
Nobody's career was ever ruined from turf toe. Are you serious?
Deion Sanders, it ruined us.
What I'm saying is,
I hear you.
If he's out 2 to 4 games because of turf toe, and all of a sudden it's like, this may be career ending.
No, I didn't say that.
You gotta be kidding me.
I'm just saying it can linger. And especially if you use your wheels, like Burrow. I think he's your prototypical Joe Burrow, Steinie. Pocket quarterback. Maybe he can get by with 3-step, 5-step, and I'm release the ball. Brock uses his toes, his legs, his feet.
Here's Mac Jones, Greg Cosell on Mac Jones' mobility or lack of it.
I'm always leery of making those kinds of judgments after one game because how many snaps did they play together in the preseason? Together, 5 guys, probably none. So, again, I'm not going to sit here and say they'll be great. They could have some issues again. All I'm saying is I'm never comfortable after week one making a definitive judgment about a player, a team, a unit. You would expect them to be better. Don't forget they've got a new left guard. You would expect them to be better. You know, it's a pretty good Saints defense in terms of personnel, so that could cause them some issues. But, you know, I would definitely expect them, you know, I didn't think this was Trent Williams' best game either.
No,
I mean,
you
know, he didn't play all preseason. You know, no matter, look, the guys that we all know, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, but you still have to shake the rust off. I mean, this is the first time he played, and then you're not asking him to play 15 snaps to just get a feel. You're asking him to play. I mean, they ran, 72, 73 plays. They ran a lot of plays.
That was Greg Cosell talking about Mac Jones and the offensive line and Trent Williams issues.
Hey, I got something to that. You tell me what you think. And shout out to Niner fans, Steinie. They are in the chat and they came. Patrick Willis, turf toe, had a lot to do with him and his career, him hanging him up. So, again, hopefully this is, it's not severe. But, Steinie, when I hear 2 to 5 weeks, like that's concerning. And now it's operation, can we get by? But just about Trent Williams. So you're telling me, this is an OG, Trent Williams, headed to the Hall of Fame, but he gets the clearance to not do diddly squat in the preseason, offseason, what have you. But now you're going to use the regular season, but we're going to see the bad Trent Williams. Like, I don't like that.
You don't like that.
I don't like that. If that's the sole reason, and hopefully it is.
But he's the greatest left tackle of all time.
Well, we can't argue with that. But my point is, you got to get your ass out there.
Not if you're the
greatest. Because we don't got time. Because things happen, and they're happening now, for you to use week one, two, and three to get back into shape or what have you.
Well, if he
just a thought.
No, that's what he's got to do. I mean, he's old. He's old. He didn't practice yesterday either. Neither did McCaffrey. A lot of these guys didn't practice yesterday because it's a Veterans Day off. So 888-957-9570 is the number. Brock Purdy's going to miss Sunday's game against the New Orleans Saints. And the question I'm asking 49er fans is, does it change your overall expectations of the season? I mean, obviously it hurts. Mac Jones is going to start. Kyle Shanahan. You know, this is one of those times where I always say, you know, for 8 years, we say, oh, Kyle Shanahan, he'll scheme guys open. Oh, he's great at scheming guys. He's scheming guys.
Right.
Scheming. Well, if that's his greatest attribute, then we should see Mac Jones at least be effective on Sunday.
Right.
Are we concerned about Brock Purdy's long-term durability with this, this turf toe? And lastly, Juwan Jennings, we still got to figure out if he's going to play or not.
Man, obviously at this point you want him out there, right? But you just got me thinking about Kyle Shanahan and the magic that, you know, he was able to produce with Jimmy and make him the best version of himself. It's always been the lower-tier quarterbacks that Kyle struck out on. Like Brandon Allen, I know he didn't get much of a chance, but they're pretty much, from talent perspective, I don't think there was nothing to work with. But Mac Jones can play, to me, and you are right. I'm up here barking, but I'm barking at just when will it stop as far as the injuries. And now the one thing that Niners had going for them, and you tell me what you think, is the schedule game, even after you only won six games last year, but that was due to injury. But can you really – do you feel confident?
Yeah.
And I'm asking you about – you know, anything could pop off. You talked about what if it went ugly or what if it went bad. And I know that could happen to any team any Sunday, but I just don't like, from a continuity standpoint, you're without your starting QB and George Kittle, as great as he is in the passing and run game, in 1 week.
Here's the other thing, and you might not like to hear it, and maybe this is where the schedule comes in. Sorry, this is where the schedule comes in. Nobody's saying these are gimme games. Nobody's saying they're automatic. But this is where the schedule comes in.
Right.
You get to play the Saints.
I got to.
Without Brock Purdy.
Right.
You're not playing a great team. And over and on balance, over the course of the season, you've got games like the Saints and like other teams where you're not an automatic loss just because you don't have Brock Purdy and George Kittle. So, to me, that's another a big silver lining with this schedule, especially because you got two out of the next 3 weeks are teams that you can beat. And I'm not even throwing the Cardinals in there, and I'm not even saying like, oh, and you're not gonna beat the Cardinals, but you know, they still have a competent coach. Yeah. They still have Christian McCaffrey, who had 31 touches. They still got Bosa. They got Warner. They got a lot of big names there. So 888-957-9570 is the number. On the other side, we'll get to a lot of your calls. The 49ers are going to start Sunday with Mac Jones under center. And Brock Purdy's going to miss 2 to 5 weeks. Have the 49ers put out an official designation for Purdy? Is he just injured and out of practice, right? Yeah. So I guess what I'm getting at is Kyle Shanahan says it's a long shot to play Sunday.
Right.
Then he says it's possible he could miss multiple weeks. And then Rappaport said he's hearing 2 to 5.
Right.
So there's still a big gray area here as far as I'm concerned.
So you're saying he might be back for the home opener?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
No. He will be out for at least 2 weeks.
Who said that?
Ian Rappaport.
Right. Ian Rappaport said that.
He will miss the home opener.
According to Ian Rappaport.
Which is coming from the 49ers.
It is? How do you know that?
Do you want to bet on it?
No, I'm asking how you know it.
Generally, these.
All right. I'm not.
He's a reporter. You're thinking he got it from the team. That's what Evan was kind of.
Okay.
It's safe to assume that Brock Purdy will miss the next 2 weeks, and from there he's going to be evaluated. That's what the report is.
All right. That segment was brought to you by Cash Creek Casino Resort.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.